This mic is way too high for me. Okay, so as they said, I am a junior in high school at Cranston West, which is in Rhode Island. And Rhode Island, you don't tend to think, is a very religious place. It usually has more of a secular connotation to it. However, I found out that wasn't exactly true. All of this began for me when I was really a sophomore, but the first time I noticed the prayer was when I was a freshman in high school at the end of the year. It was only a couple weeks left, and a friend of mine told me that there was a prayer on the wall in the auditorium, and I went in to see it, and when I did, I was pretty surprised. I didn't think that my school would have something like that in it. I've been an out-of-the-closet atheist only since all of this started. Prior to that, I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't really identify as an atheist to other people. It was really just something that I told only my family. I was afraid that I would lose a lot of my friends if I did come out. And that actually happened. I did lose some friends. However, I was not so out of the closet until the prayer stuff started. I went to a subcommittee after a parent filed a formal complaint to the ACLU over the summer. I had been doing research on the prayer, on prayers in schools in general, and during that time, over the summer, another parent kind of beat me to it and made a complaint. There were some subcommittee meetings that happened because the school didn't want to just remove it right away. And I went to one in November with my friend who was on the subcommittee. When they had formed, she sent in a letter saying that she'd be interested in joining. They discussed it for a while, and at the conclusion of the meeting, they said that they wanted to hold another meeting, basically. I had spoken at that meeting, and I identified myself as an atheist. When I did, somebody gasped, and yeah, and somebody else whispered under their breath that I was a little witch. So I didn't feel very welcome there, obviously, from the very beginning. They had another meeting, and I also went to that one. And at that meeting, there was a lot more people. And they were all wearing signs around their necks that said, "Keep Original Banner." And they were pretty angry. I don't think all of them knew why they were there, though. Some of them seemed really confused. They just said, "Someone's trying to destroy God," and then they all jumped in a van or something. At these meetings, though, there was a lot of irrelevant stuff that people had to say. A lot of people were talking about abortion and how prayers in schools somehow lower the teen pregnancy rate, I guess. And this was all coming from people who didn't really know the prayer existed before. So it's kind of ridiculous. And I spoke at that meeting also, and, you know, a lot of people just, I could feel how much people hated me. People were staring at me. They were glaring. Definitely there was gossiping going on in the back. From the very, very beginning of all this, it was very unfriendly. They were angry from the very start. And that was reflected at school, too. In my school, it was on the news a couple of times. And when that happened, weird things started happening. At first, I didn't think anyone would really care. But as it turns out, I would sneeze in class and people would scream, "God bless you," in my face. It was only after they just refused to take it down. They had another meeting, the final meeting, and the full committee voted on keeping the prayer, or not to keep the prayer, and they decided to keep it. And as a result, the ACLU had contacted me, and I told them that I would become the plaintiff in a lawsuit against my city. So we did. In April, I think it was April 4th or 5th, we filed a lawsuit against the city of Cranston to take the prayer down. And that, the next day in school, that caused a lot of trouble. In school the next day, I went into homeroom, and people were already talking about it. They were saying that I was mad, stupid, and things like that. So when we all rose to say the pledge, I don't say it because I don't agree with it. I think the "under God" shouldn't belong there. When we rose to say the pledge, though, people at the appropriate time turned and yelled under God at me. And I think that was probably the first time that I realized the magnitude of what was happening. These people, I don't think they had ever talked to me before, but they were making judgments about me and they were calling me names, and it was really hurtful. And for a long time, I was really bothered by it. I went home that day and I was crying. The whole day, I think, was ruined because of that one thing that happened in homeroom. And it didn't stop there either. Like was mentioned before, a friend of mine, we were both removed from school one day because people in the school, there was a rumor going around that someone wanted to beat us up. And that happened several times. Not that we were removed, but that rumors were going around the school saying that people wanted to beat us up. And that can be scary. It can be really scary, especially because there has been some violence in my school recently. So within all of this, I've started becoming much more open about my atheism, and I started feeling a lot more confident saying that. In school, it bothers me a lot, but I'm able to kind of put it aside and just get through my day. It does get really hard, though. I do have days when I come home from school crying. Sometimes when I get off the bus, if I'm taking the bus that day, people drive past my house screaming things out the window. One event that I remember from last year was during Diversity Week at my school. Yeah. And the Chinese American mayor of my city came in to give a talk about minorities and how even as minorities, he succeeded and he became mayor, despite some discrimination he faced. And at the end of his presentation, he decided to do a Q&A. And one of the students at my school asked him how he felt about the school prayer. And he pointed to it. We were in the auditorium at the time. He pointed to it, and he said, "I would like to see that prayer stay exactly where it is." And at that, just about every single person in the auditorium started cheering and clapping, and they all stood up and started, you know, cheering on the mayor for basically being a complete hypocrite. So I was sitting there, and I was trying not to cry. It was really unexpected. Not that I didn't know what his opinion on it was prior to that. He had said on TV once that my family was just looking for money. In case that comes up, we're asking for $25. Yeah. The legal advice was to do that. I didn't want any money from this. I also am not lying when I say that this is offensive. The prayer can be offensive. It's entitled School Prayer. It addresses our Heavenly Father and it ends with Amen. They've argued that it isn't a prayer. They've argued that it's historical. They've made every claim there is. But one claim that I don't think they can fairly make is that I'm not offended by this, because I am, and other people are too. Even Christians are. I have a Muslim friend who is. They're trying to keep the prayer in the school simply for the reason of pushing God onto people who don't want it pushed on them. And they've succeeded many times. In my school, there are atheists who have told me that they disagree with what I'm doing. And I'm always a little bit sad when I hear that, because it seems that they just haven't really thought about it enough. Because when I was younger, I didn't think that this would be a problem. I didn't see this as necessarily something that needed to be fought all the time. But the more research I did, the more I learned, I found out that religion can be a big problem. And that kind of inspired me to, when I saw this prayer, start fighting it. And when I was faced with the option of suing my city, I decided to say yes. It's been really hard, and I mean, it's been really hard, but I'm going to get through this, and hopefully when I do, the prayer will be removed. The court hearing for this case is going to be on October 13th. And that should be the first of potentially many more hearings and court dates. The city is trying to drag this out as long as they possibly can. So unfortunately, I don't have a conclusion for you yet, but hopefully I will soon. And I have been writing a lot about it. I write about a lot of the hate I've received and a lot of the things that are going on at school. I am trying to start an SSA in my high school. And that's been kind of difficult with finding a teacher sponsor, but Well, people don't want to be associated with me. Teachers often just don't really want to have any other connection with me other than they're my teacher. Same goes for students. But we did manage to find a teacher last week, and we're really excited about that. And I've decided to make this very short because I want to be able to take a lot of questions. So I would like to open up the Q&A now.
Can you tell us about the teacher that agreed to do it, who it is, and how that person has treated you throughout the years?
This is a teacher that I've only had since the beginning of my junior year this year. She's a constitutional scholar, and I think she knows what she's talking about. I'm very excited to have her be the sponsor for this group. When I met her and I had her for a couple of weeks, I knew right away that I wanted her to be the teacher sponsor.
I wanted to ask, too, it doesn't sound as if the faculty, that you had any support at all, and that sort of amazes me. Is that true?
The support I've gotten has kind of been quiet, just between me and, I think, two teachers in the school. Like I said, people are really nervous about this because it is so controversial, and so it's in the media currently. So they're worried that if they get involved, they could get in trouble, basically, and possibly lose their jobs, even. So, I mean, there have been there's a teacher and another faculty member who have given me support, but I don't want to say talk about that because, you know, it's kind of a personal thing where I don't really think that they want to be outed, necessarily.
I just think that's very sad.
It is sad. It's sad that coming out as an atheist is such a hard thing to do and that it's so terrible, you know, a thing to say. A lot of my friends' parents have told them not to associate with me because they're worried that they'll get in trouble.
Jessica, I wanted to salute you for having the ovaries to take on this case.
Thank you.
Like you, I was an out atheist in my high school, and I understand now that I was very fortunate in that I went to a public high school, and we never, ever had any kind of prayers or invocations or any kind of this nonsense at any event, and students didn't care. I mean, it was never an issue. Some students actually said I was cool, but we had people of all kinds of religions. We had Muslim students and Christians who had Bible study in homeroom, and no teacher, anyone ever gave them any trouble. No one ever gave me any trouble. So, again, I'd like to congratulate you, and I would definitely vote for you for president.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right about the faculty supporting you and receiving retribution of their own. My daughter started in her school in Virginia. She was a high school teacher. She started a gay and lesbian support group. And within a month, she was told that she would no longer be teaching advanced placement courses. She would no longer be on various committees and so on. The good news is that she got mad enough and pulled some money together from us and her family and her mortgage and all that. Went to law school and is now a very successful environmental lawyer. So, the heck with school.
Yes, hi. I'm from right nearby here, West Hartford, Connecticut. And I want to say I understand what you've gone through emotionally, because I, as an atheist, have done activist in a different form. I've called up radio talk shows, call-in radio talk shows, but specifically late-night radio talk shows as well as during the day. Since 1978, I must have done about 800 or more calls in my life. I have them on tape. And my point is, I've heard so many horrible invectives and demeaning and anger from other Christian callers who come on the shows after me, whether it's way back late 1970s, 1980s, the late night Larry King radio talk show that I was on radio, or now Coast to Coast AM, since 1995 that's on late at night, that horrible paranormal and religious show. So I can empathize with you, the feelings you have being attacked by so many people. I've been verbally attacked by people I never even met. I don't know what they look like. They don't know what I look like. They don't know me at all personally, and they attack me as an evil person, which I'm not.
Well, I think the secular movement, though, is very supportive of people. When I came out and I was doing all of this, and the secular movement really just, this SSA, the CFI, these organizations, and especially the FFRF, they all came and they offered a lot of support, and it's been great. So I think for every hater out there, there's probably a very supportive person also.
Yeah.
First, I wanted to point out, no matter how bad it seems in school some days, you have more friends than you have enemies. I also wanted to ask, I know there are a lot of student activists that we've been hearing from, but most of them, like Harrison and Damon Fowler, who was also mentioned, were seniors, and they kind of sued their schools and then graduated and got out real quick. And you didn't. You were a sophomore. So do you think that, first of all, do you think that the stigma got better or worse after the initial kind of shock that everybody went through? And second, do you think that this puts you in more of a position to have even more influence on your school district as time goes on?
I'm hoping to. I think it got worse at first. It's getting a little bit better now, but I think it's going to start getting worse once there's more results with the lawsuit. So I think it's kind of whatever's on their minds, what's on the news. And I'm actually glad. Sometimes I hate it. Sometimes I'm jealous of the boys because they got to get out. But I think in the long run, this is better for me because now I can start my SSA there and maybe make atheists in my school feel a little bit more open and welcome.
Can you explain what SSA is?
I don't think so. The SSA is the Secular Student Alliance. It's a relatively new organization. I think it started in like 2000 or so. And they give a lot of support to students all over the world, really. And they help them start groups in their high schools and colleges that where atheists, agnostics, free thinkers, really anyone can just come in and feel like they belong to a community.
Earlier in your talk, you mentioned that it seems surprising this is happening in Rhode Island, that people don't think of it as like a hotbed of, you know, these kind of violations. And I was thinking of Roger Williams and the founding of Rhode Island. And has this come up as like a teachable moment in class, or do people teach Rhode Island history in Rhode Island high schools?
I'm actually taking the U.S. history course now. It's required in America that you have to have taken that course to graduate. It's kind of funny. In the first couple of weeks of my class, the teacher said that when Roger Williams founded this state, he was trying to establish religious freedom. But she said, do you know the one group that nobody wanted in their state or in their area? And she said, atheists. And everyone in the class turned and stared at me. And this is what they're learning in their U.S. history classes. So it's kind of disappointing. I was really upset.
Congratulations on your courage. My son is also an out atheist. He's a senior this year, and he's not even going to his high school. He's going to college classes and enjoying that a lot more. His experience has been, and I hope this is reassuring to you, that as time has gone on since he became an out atheist, many people who were devoutly religious have started to question that, and many people have also come up to support him that he never thought would. Many of them who he never thought would haven't, but a lot of people have. It's been very good for him.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised by who comes forward too. There's kids in my school who I've gone to school with for years, since we were little, and they're only just now telling me that, you know, that they're atheists too and they support what I'm doing. And that's a really great thing because you do feel really alone, and knowing that there are people in the school that support you, it makes a big difference. Because I know there's plenty of people who support me outside of the school, but in the school, it really helps.
Hi, you're such a well-spoken young lady, and I'm privileged to be in your company, really. I have a two-part question, and they're not related, these questions. Number one, what do you have plans for going to college, and what are you going to major in? Do you know that yet?
I don't know where yet, but I have my heart set on writing.
Okay, great, great. And I just wondered if there were any repercussions on your family. I know my husband's an atheist, and he's scared to death to say anything at work, and he's the boss. So I wondered, you know, with all the young people, if your parents have felt any pressure from work or, you know, the community.
Well, I've been very lucky to have the support of my parents, mostly my dad. My mom's not really in a state to support me right now. But my father, I think he's had a couple of awkward moments at work. But I think other than that, it's been pretty good. Really, I'm very lucky to have a supportive family, so I'm thankful for that.
It takes a lot of courage.
Appreciate it.
I know you haven't started an SSA group in your school, but are you aware of any religious people who are actually free thinkers, or is that a contradiction?
Well, I want the group to be open to anyone. If someone is in the school and maybe they're starting to question their religion, I would want them to come to my group and maybe join us for a discussion or something like that, so that they could see the other side of things and know that there are people out there who also think about these things and who think they're lies.
I really appreciate what you've done, like, in your high school. I was in the school plays in my high school, and they do prayers before every school play. That didn't include me, and it made me feel bad. But there was one girl who was also an atheist who kind of, like, helped me stand strong. Has there been, like, someone beside you the whole way there that was also an atheist that kind of helped you get through?
Yes. My two best friends, especially, who are in the school, when I first met them, they were religious, and they aren't anymore. So they've been very supportive.
Hi. Congratulations. I'm a secular scholar, and I have very interested in religious history and relationships, and especially in New England, where you have this historical fight between Protestants and Catholics. And I don't know how the prayer there is in your school. It's sectarian, and how people from different denominations react to it, because, you know, through it, especially New England history, you know, not so ancient New England history, Catholics were actually in favor of separation because of Yankee prayers in school and stuff like that. So I don't know. And Rhode Island is probably the most Catholic state in the country.
Right.
So have you received any support from Catholics, or, you know?
Not many, and especially not openly. Some of them have sent me messages on Facebook saying, although I'm religious, I still think what you're doing is the right thing. And, you know, when I went into this, I wanted to not necessarily establish this as a religion versus atheism kind of thing, but that's what it's become. And I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing either. I think it's shedding some light on something that needs it in that state. Okay, thank you.